coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. And for this holiday, well, this very joyous Christmas season as we enter into Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the joy of Christmas. I hope everyone has the ability to spend that time with their families, to enjoy their loved ones, unless, of course, you're a communist leftist moron that, you know, you got to wear a plastic bag over, you know, a rain slicker, I guess, you know, in order to hug someone. And of course, kissing people through masks, right? That's a mentality there. But Austin Brower is with me, healthmasters.com. We want to wish everyone a very, very joyous Christmas, very, very holy time, of course, of the Christian year. The birth of our Lord. Now we know, of course, December 25th is not that, but celebrating. We agree to celebrate it during this period of time. And, you know, it's all about, you've got to understand the reason for the season, of course. And I know people do. And let's make this a joyous Christmas. We've lost a lot of people close to us over the last year, during the last year. And, it's been rough. I just want to share one bit of information, and this is something that I really, really, I wish I could tell you the entire story, but I can't, and for reasons you'll understand. Late last night, early this morning, I received notice that, folks, you know, you're supporting us. You support the investigation and the intervention of child sex trafficking. And, you know, almost as if a Christmas present to the late Russ Dizdar and his wife and the members of the team, I received word that two young girls, 6 and 7 years of age, being smuggled, were intercepted earlier in the month and are now in the loving homes of Christian families. And that's because of your support, because we do use your support to employ teams, to go out there and to intervene and to investigate and to save children the best we can. And you may say, well, two, you know, big deal. Well, I'll tell you what, it means the world to those two. So I want to thank each and every one of you who have supported this platform. And I was able to talk with Steve Quayle, who's not on this week. And, you know, he's got to give his voice a rest. And, the help he's given to veterans and widows and such, just incredible. So thank you for your support. And that goes also for healthmasters.com. By supporting Health Masters, you support this platform. By supporting Health Masters, you support that kind of effort because, you know, we work together. And we work well together. I've got to say, Austin Browers is the man. So let's bring Austin on. Austin from healthmasters.com. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm blessed as always, my friend. And I'm wishing everybody a blessed, awesome Christmas as well. There's definitely many, many reasons for us to be thankful and happy. And I just want to encourage all of your listeners and our listeners that, you know, we've all lost a lot of people over the last year. And the thing that I've always learned over the years when you lose friends or family is that the last thing I personally think they would ever want us to do is sit around and be sad and live in fear and cower and hide and basically be terrified of any outside element that's out there, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I've seen this now being projected more and more on the media as the World Health Organization came out the other day and said, we need to cancel all Christmas gatherings now for your safety and protection. And of course, they didn't mention anything about any Jewish holidays or Muslim holidays or Hindu holidays at all. They simply said Christmas was the main one everybody needs to cancel. And I think it's becoming very, very clear now that the line is being drawn very definitively that they want to cancel any and all Christian representation throughout the entire world. There is no science behind telling people they can't have their friends and family over to celebrate Christmas, to be joyous with one another, to give each other gifts, to enjoy each other's company, and like you said, to celebrate Christ. And so I just encourage people right now, don't fall prey to a lot of the deceit and fear that they're constantly trying to promote in the mainstream media right now, because it is very strong. There's no doubt about it. The propaganda is on a level that I don't think any of us have really ever witnessed before in this country. And it's getting more and more aggressive. And the more people start to see it, the more your eyes open up and the more you realize it's our responsibility to essentially, in most cases, do the exact opposite of what these clowns tell us to do. Because when it comes down to it, we're Americans, we're Christians, we're living in freedom and we're maintaining freedom. And if we give it up and we give those rights to them, we no longer have freedom or rights, and they are given over to them. And trying to get those freedoms and rights back after we've handed them over to them is virtually impossible in most cases. So I encourage people, have a blessed Christmas this weekend. Have a great time. Enjoy your family. Be around people. Have fun. This stupid thing telling people they need to take tests before they come over in the morning and everybody needs to wear masks when they open up presents. Dude, keep your body strong. Use wisdom. Don't be going out and going to a huge, 5,000 person concert. That's probably a good idea. But on top of the other hand, enjoy your family. Be around them. Show them that you still love them. This concept that they're trying to infest the United States mentality with is all designed to remove the heritage, history, and basically our freedoms that we have in this country by telling people you can't have Christmas, or you have to wear a mask and you have to test and you're supposed to be vaccinated. These are all completely erroneous, completely non-scientific based comments and demands that they're trying to put out there in order to see how many people will comply. And it's very clear now that it's all turning into a complete and total giant lie. I just saw an article earlier now here from Australia. In Australia, they're taking the cake again on making sure they continue to promote as much tyranny. Australia's chief pharmacist told the public they just need to accept that they will be taking regular vaccines now and booster shots for the foreseeable future and be wearing masks for many years to come. Trent Twomey, national president of the Pharmacy Guild, said Aussies will have to get their COVID booster at least every 6 months, just like your annual influenza shot. It's just something we need to accept. This is going to be with us for many years. It's not just something we're going to have to do. It's something we're required to do. As long as wearing masks for a long time, even though it's not that inconvenient, people still have to wear masks everywhere they go. And again, you can see where this is going. This is why I've encouraged people to get the truth out there. And of course, take responsibility for your own health. Take care of yourself. Take the vitamin C, the D3, the zinc, the quercetin. We got the new vitamin C antioxidant quercetin formula in capsules back in stock now at Health Masters. Over the phone right now, you can order them. We're doing everything we can to encourage people to live healthy lifestyles, to maintain healthy immune systems, and to live free, peaceful American lives like God intended us to be, not under the boot of tyranny, being told what holidays we can and can't basically entertain and we can and can't have, while other people, other groups, other illegals, other migrants, other facets of religions never even get mentioned in restrictions. It always seems to be the Christians and the American culture that always needs to be canceled by these stinking communists, Doug. And I've pretty much had enough of it, and that's why I've continued to call it out for what it is now, with essentially their Marxist agenda that they're constantly trying to promote that has no business being in this country, Doug.
You know something, Austin, one thing I have to say about you and your father and healthmasters.com, and folks, let me save you a lot of time, and hopefully I can save you some time. You know, if you're familiar with the Zelenko protocol or the Z-Stack, for example, that he's got, it's marketing under his own name. Or if you're familiar with early treatment for the weaponized bioweapon virus, okay? Here's what I have learned, and I'm going to share this with you, and please understand that this is a result, a consequence of hours upon hours upon hours of research for the people who are closest to me. That there are like four components to prevention of getting infected. What Health Masters has done is they've pushed, or not pushed this, but they've offered this since the beginning. You have your vitamin C, which is critically important for your immune system. You have D3K2, which side by side, product wise, I've never seen a better. And I've actually shown this to a medical doctor who has a, I guess you would call it a minor in virology. And forgive me if I'm mistaking that, but that D3K2 supplement of Health Masters is by far better than anything he's reviewed. Okay, so there's that. You've got quercetin that Health Masters has, but don't tell anybody because it's, you know. But no, I'm kidding. Just go ahead. So all of the products that Health Masters has to fight this, they've been saying this from early on. I believe that you, ladies and gentlemen, listening to this and watching this, if you take from Health Masters the Ultimate Multiple as your baseline for supplementation, the vitamin C, D3K2, of course, quercetin, zinc, extremely important, that will give you the leg up on anything you're exposed to. And that includes the common cold and the flu and all of that. Okay, so, I mean, look, you're going to get sick. But the fact is, this, ever since day one, I remember, Austin, I remember Ted talking about this. Look, you've got to build your immune system up, your immunity up, and there it is. So you offer that. So I would encourage everyone, to go to healthmasters.com and grab a hold of those products, because independently, by themselves, I believe they're a lot stronger than something combined into one tablet, in my view. I don't know, but I swear by the Health Masters products. And you know what? You take this, you build up your immunity. Don't live in fear. Don't change your what you're doing. Don't cower in some room in your house under the covers, you know, in the dark. Get out and live your life without fear. And that, I think, is the message there. So I have to commend Health Masters, healthmasters.com, folks. Their products are by far the best. And that's like hours upon hours upon hours of research and talking with medical professionals. So thank you, Austin, for that. And you're absolutely right. We have to go out there. We have to live our life. And we have to say no to the fear, no to these people who are trying to shut us down. I'll shut up now. Go ahead.
Well, no, you're 100% right, Doug. And this is what we've been trying to promote now for the last 2 years. And one thing you said that is very valid that I want to address, a lot of times there's a reason why we have numerous supplements in different bottles. It's very, very difficult to take a high nutrient density supplement and combine it with other ones and try to make it into a small, little, tiny one-a-day pill. It doesn't really work when you need it in the clinical doses to be really relevant. And so that's why we try to do our best, like the vitamin C, the antioxidants, we stack that with the quercetin, the D3, we stack it with the K2. You know, the zinc, basically it's a standalone by itself, because that's good whether or not you're even looking at the immune system. That's good for overall prostate health. That's good for numerous different things in the body. And so we constantly have these things as different options. But again, yes, it is so crucial. And it's interesting. I just got an email from a customer earlier this week. The week's been blurring together. And she sent me a letter and she said, and I quote, "Good morning, Ted and Austin. I need your help, please. I've tested positive to have COVID for the last 7 days. I refused the shot. I appreciate your help. God bless." So I responded back to her. I said, "Are you still having severe symptoms? And are you running the high dose natural supplement protocol basically we have?" So I wanted to get a response from her. And so she wrote me back and she said, "Austin, I'm actually feeling a lot better now. The high dose protocol that we got, that is what got us through it. We just received our latest shipment from Health Masters a few days ago. Thank you for caring for us and giving us the truth. We appreciate all there, and I stand ready to help your family in any way, especially through our prayers. Have a blessed day." And that was Kay. I'll just call her that. I didn't get her permission to say the email on there. But great customer, great listener, Health Masters family. And, you know, I get emails like that all the time. I just got that one in. So I was trying to go through all my emails this morning, get caught up this week. And when I see stuff like that and I hear stuff like that, literally hundreds of times I get emails like that, it really encourages me to know, hey, we're actually trying to do the best we can to do the right thing. Because one thing that I've told people, everybody has the right to make their own decision. I've told everybody that. It's not my problem what decision you want to do. There's consequences to every decision. If you want to go this direction, you go that direction. If you want to go that direction, go. It's your choice. You know, I've been very libertarian about that my whole life. Is I'm not one of those people to come in and say, "No, you have to go this direction because I told you to." Because quite frankly, if you start with that model, how are you any different than the tyrants that are trying to push and force these things upon us right now? And the answer is you're not. there's a very, very slim line between those two things. When you start going in and telling people you have to get a shot to function in society, you have to get a booster shot if you want to keep your job. Absolutely not. And so these types of things are just completely and totally diametrically opposed to a republic. And that's why I've been so vocal about them over the last 2 years. And what's interesting enough now, and I'm going to bring this topic up, I just really found out about this week, and I kind of wanted to bring more of it up to make sure everybody understands this may be something that's going to come about very, very soon, and there's no telling what this is going to do. The Defense One has now reported, which is basically a news company that works with the military, has now reported this week that the U.S. Army has now created a single shot that fights all COVID and all SARS variants, including the latest called Omicron. Now, this is a very strange research study, and this is a very strange research that's coming out of the military, and very few people have really gone into detail about what they're actually building in this lab. The report explains scientists from Walter Reed Army Institute of Research announcing within a few weeks that their vaccine is, and I quote, effective against COVID-19 and all of its variants, including Omicron, as well as any previous SARS origin viruses that have killed people worldwide. Now, as soon as I saw this quote, it was quite disturbing to me because I said, how in the world did you develop a vaccine that works against every variant of SARS and every variant of COVID that's ever come about, even the ones we don't know of, including Omicron, when exactly they told us allegedly about Omicron was November 26th. Was it even a month ago? And yet we're already saying that this vaccine works against all the variants, including Omicron. I'll go further in the research study and want to talk about what they're actually injecting. The research, they said, came about of almost 2 years of work after the Army lab got its first DNA sequencing of the COVID-19 virus early last year. It's called the Spike Ferritin Nanoparticle COVID-19 Vaccine, or for short, SPFN. They completed animal trials this year with alleged positive results. Phase one of human trials, which is testing the vaccine against Omicron now and other variants, will be wrapping up this month with positive results undergoing final review. Dr. Kayvon Menard, director of Walter Reed's infectious disease branch, said in an exclusive interview with Defense One. The report said it is different from the existing shot because it uses a soccer ball-shaped protein with 24 faces for its vaccine, which allows scientists to attack the spikes of multiple COVID strains on different faces of the protein. They said our strategy has been developed a pan coronavirus vaccine technology that could potentially offer safe, effective, and durable protection against all coronavirus strains and species. Now, if that doesn't sound like DARPA was in the middle of that, and this isn't some science fiction buildup in a lab, I don't know what else to tell you here. This is some very strange stuff they're working on here. And this even goes beyond the basis of RNA gene therapy and CRISPR-9 gene therapy. Now they're talking about building a specific spike protein with every single variant of COVID attached to it, including SARS. And apparently the way this thing works is it's designed to attach to your DNA and basically give you some type of lifelong immunity against any and all forms of any coronavirus or SARS virus, which, to my knowledge, I never knew you could actually build a true vaccine for an upper respiratory virus, not to mention every single variant of every kind that's ever been manufactured or organically basically mutated. I don't know what they're cooking up at Walter Reed, but one thing I do know, there's no telling what this injection is going to do. And on top of that, there's been zero reference in any of the research that I've read about this now on what this new injection is going to do to people that have gotten the current injection as far as the RNA gene therapy and making their bodies a spike protein manufacturing site. So I'm going to be doing more research in this ferritin nanoparticle COVID-19 vaccine. I encourage your listeners to do the same as I encourage people to do your own research and make your own determination. But this is some very strange stuff that they're brewing up in this military lab, Doug. And the fact that they've been very hush-hush about it, and now they're rolling this out and saying that it works against every variant, including Omicron, which literally was just brought out 3 weeks ago, allegedly, and they're saying it works effectively. How in the world could you know in 3 weeks of a clinical trial that it's effective against a variant that just came out, allegedly? This is something very strange. And again, we'll be following it, but I want to give everybody a heads up before you start seeing the propaganda media talk about this all new COVID shot that works against all variants and everybody needs to take it immediately and it's mandated across the board. Because I personally think if they get emergency use on this shot, that will be the next phase out and say, hey, guess what? Get your fourth booster. Now get your military shot that works indefinitely or whatever the story they're going to go along with, Doug. So I wanted to bring that up kind of and really enlighten people and get people to do their own research on this.
You know, I saw that, Austin, and this goes back, just so people know, and I'm not sure how, I know that you're in the process of researching this. The earliest mention I saw about this was in January of this year, okay? And, I was looking at this and looking at the different iterations of these so-called clinical tests, and I have not found anything for this SPFN. Okay, just so people understand this, what Austin's talking about is S like Sam, P like Paul, F like Frank, and Nancy. SPFN, SARS-CoV-2 clinical trial vaccine, which really doesn't even it does not even comport to the definition of a true vaccine with an attenuated virus in it. So. I was looking at this and I was looking at the different, for example, the clinical trials, the phase 1, phase 2 studies. And man, I'll tell you what, you talk about doublespeak and some really interesting movement of the goalposts, I guess, when you talk about what you're injecting into people. And I think, Austin, I'm glad you brought this up because again, when you look at something like this, this Franken monster kind of serum being injected into a body versus, and again, I go back to this, versus what, for example, what Dr. Zelenko talks about, and that's the gun and bullet approach of injecting zinc into your cells, where zinc is the bullet and quercetin, much like hydroxychloroquine or even ivermectin would be the gun itself to allow the zinc into the cells to over-occupy the cell where the virus can't get in and replicate. That's more that's more sensible. As opposed to this whatever this is. But I'm telling you, folks, also, get a hold of RFK's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, because it goes in there to describe exactly this process. We're not seeing anything new here. We're seeing the very same things Fauci did, Daszak did, Collins did, all throughout the years to create this devil's brew of satanic semen, I guess. I don't know what else to describe. So go natural, and I think that would be you would be better served by that. But I'm anxious to see your findings from that. I really am.
I am too, Doug. I was I've heard about this as well earlier this year, but it didn't show much. They really kept it hush hush. And my question is, when you start stacking different novel technologies like we're seeing right now, where the RNA gene therapy, which is, the Pfizer, Moderna, and so forth, this injection just came out in December of last year. It's been out literally exactly almost a year now. And you start putting that out in the general population with pretty much zero long-term clinical trials. And we're now seeing the side effects of it with myocarditis, heart attacks, cardiovascular disease, blood clots, all of them going through the roof. You can research it on the own CDC VAERS report. It goes into detail, including death. And then you're talking about now adding in a new type of gene therapy with this ferritin nanoparticle COVID injection. And then you start talking about the factor of what happens now if somebody's injected with this nanoparticle injection, what happens when they're exposed to other viruses out in nature? Are you going to have a new mutation that's going to breed a new request for a new vaccine, so to speak? What happens if this clinical trial is totally bogus like a lot of them are? because they're so restrictive. When you start injecting this gene therapy into people, and then you start putting them out in a true natural environment, and they start contracting and being exposed to numerous viruses at a time, you can have things mutate very, very rapidly. And this is what, in my opinion, I think we've seen in some cases with the COVID injection, where people keep getting shot after shot after shot on their third booster now, and they're getting sicker and sicker, and people around them that aren't injected are getting sick. I've watched that happen repeatedly now. People with no injections at all, being around people that have been fully vaccinated that aren't sick and aren't testing positive and aren't symptomatic, and all of a sudden the people that are unvaccinated are getting sick as a dog when they're around somebody. It begs the question on what is happening in everybody's bodies. And the problem with this is when you speed this type of new research up that has no long-term efficacy at all, no long-term safety track history, and you just start speed shooting this stuff out, back to back to back to back. Let's try this one out. Let's try this one out. Oh, the RNA spike protein's not working good enough now. Let's do nanotechnology vaccines now that's brand new, that's never been approved. Let's throw that out at 300 million people in the United States and see what happens. Oh, well, you know what? That one's kind of mutated. Now we need a new one that we just came up with. In my opinion, my personal opinion, I think this is being done further and further down the line. I talked about this on our show earlier. I think this is being done to change the DNA coding of our bodies. Our bodies were made in the image of God Almighty. It's very evident of that in the Bible and how we're uniquely formed. And I think a lot of this satanic agenda is being done specifically to basically write new codes, so to speak, into our bodies. None of this makes sense because, as you said, normally, when you start taking a dead virus or a denatured virus and you put it in a shot and you inject it in a body, that's the old school way of vaccines. And in some cases, you'd get good immunization from that. This whole new thing now, which they've repeatedly said for decades that there's no way to successfully build a true vaccine for an upper respiratory virus. They've repeatedly tried this. It doesn't work. Now we're coming out with this new experimental technology that nobody knows what the heck this crap is going to do to you a year down the road, 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. The list goes on, and people are just lining up blindly to get it. And then on top of that, you have the bumbling buffoon getting on national television and repeatedly telling everybody the same thing. I told this the other night. I was with my friends. I said, it's very clear now that Biden is simply the vaccine president. He can't do anything. He doesn't know where he's at. He just tries to get his ice cream and pudding anytime he gets a chance. He's a complete and total senile moron. He has no business running anything, and he's not running anything. He's simply there to get up and read the teleprompter. The other day, one of the articles he came up with, things he came up with a press conference, he mentioned the term vaccine or vaccination 42 times. He then mentioned unvaccinated another like 22 times on there. That's all he does. He repeatedly says the same thing over and over. You get the shot or you're going to die. You get the shot or you're going to die. He's speaking this over the American populace in order to instill the fear. That was like the same thing he did over last weekend when he put out that ominous, was going to be a dark, cold, dead sun, you know, winter full of sickness. I'm like, dude, shut up. I'm not signed for that crap. I'm not listening to you. You're not speaking that over me. You can take that basket of snakes somewhere else. I'm not signing for this. And what we're starting to see now more and more is that people are starting to realize this whole thing is becoming a complete and total scamdemic. Not that the virus isn't real, not that people haven't died, not that I haven't watched people die in remdesivir when they simply went in with a respiratory infection. I've watched it all across the board. I've had good people I know die. But the fact that they're using this as an excuse to do a mass experimentation on the general public, and I don't think even these researchers fully understand what they're going to do. I think they're literally out there playing God with these experimental technologies, and they're simply going, hey, we're getting emergency use authorization on all this stuff. Roll it while the getting's good, so to speak. Keep rolling this stuff out. Experiment on it. Let's see how far we can take this and how far people are going to keep accepting this. Because I promise you, if this army, gene therapy, nanotechnology, whatever the heck this is, gets experimental use, I guarantee you they're going to start trying to mandate it in the federal government, in Austria. It's going to go worldwide again for everybody to get mandated with this shot with zero long-term efficacy whatsoever. And then you see more and more of the lies and the propaganda that they're putting out there. It's funny, there's an article that came out now from Alan Peterson from The Telegraph. He said that 70% of London's COVID hospitalizations now were diagnosed after the patient had already been admitted with other ailments has been revealed now. So the figure is important because the so-called surge in London's hospitalizations for the new variant of COVID currently is complete and totally bogus. They said astonishingly 70% of London's so-called COVID hospitalizations were diagnosed several days after administration for other ailments, meaning they either caught COVID in the hospital or they simply had another ailment and then they happened to test positive for COVID after they had already been in the hospital for multiple days. Again, disproving the entire BS lie that there's this massive influx of everybody getting sick from COVID. There's a reason why Biden just rolled out 500 million more testing kits. Those testing kits inadvertently, or not inadvertently, I should say, that's the wrong word, are extremely inaccurate. They are going to, I promise you, people that take those are going to be getting false positives left and right. That is the goal of what they're doing. They spent billions of dollars now on these home testing kits that they're going to be giving to everybody for free. Again, more free money that we don't have that isn't free, and they're going to tell people to continue to test for Omicron. Now, I got a $1 million question. This alleged sequencing of the COVID shot, Omicron, COVID, you know, spike protein, just got figured out from Israel, from a South African, basically, case 3 weeks ago. And now suddenly we have 500 million tests that specifically test for the Omicron variant. Does anybody else smell BS right in front of us? Or has anybody else asked the question, isn't it funny that every single time a new variant comes about, nobody ever catches the old variant anymore now? Oh, the original COVID virus, that's gone. Oh, Delta's pretty much fizzled out now. Oh, Omicron's the new one now. Can't get sick from anything else. Well, why in the world is that the case when we don't even know anything about this alleged mutated version now that apparently already has a test, already has a shot from the Army, and already has numerous injections that are rolling out from Pfizer and Moderna that are supposedly going to kill the Omicron virus, and there's been allegedly 3 weeks of research done into them? That is completely and totally erroneous at best. There is no scientific evidence, nor there is any research that I've ever seen that holds a candle and has any efficacy that has three weeks of testing in it. Never. I mean, my degree was in science in my undergraduate program. I did all kinds of clinical trials with stuff and experiments. You never have the ability to go in for 3 weeks and do a large-scale trial and figure out, oh, yeah, by the way, 300 million people are going to adapt very well to this injection because we tested it for 3 weeks, and we know everything that's going to happen, including the side effects. It's totally safe, and it works great. All right, guys, come get your free shot now. It's a joke. It's a complete and total joke, and it spits in the face of science. And that's what's so frustrating to me about it when I see this stuff brought up and said on national television, when you know it is a bold-faced lie. And then they say, well, trust the science. It's science. You have to trust science. No. It's like you said, zinc and quercetin. We've seen that. Decades of research has shown that. Intravenous vitamin C, decades upon decades of research has shown what that does for the immune system. Elevated levels of D3 help the macrophage. That's been decades of research. We've looked at it and it works. Coming out and saying 3 weeks now, we have a virus that's a nanoparticle injection via vaccine that's going to apparently fix everything and you're never going to get sick from SARS or COVID ever again in your life. I can't even say how high the pile of BS is starting to stack in front of us, and everybody needs to take a step back and view the big picture before everybody gets wrapped up in something we have no idea what's going to do to our bodies, Doug.
No, you know, you're exactly right. Which brings me to a couple of questions. And from someone like me who, folks, and maybe you listening and watching have remember the swine flu epidemic / attempted pandemic back in the late 70s and all of the BS that came from that. And of course, that's when 60 Minutes was pretty good. You know, we used to have a joke back then. If you walk into your office and see a 60 Minutes news team sitting there, you know it's going to be a bad, bad day. But not anymore. Now it's all parroted across all of media. But So this brings me to a number of questions with what you mentioned. Do you think, I'm going to toss this out to you first. Do you think, the world leaders, whether it be New Zealand, Australia, Austria, and America, all being on the same page, saying the same things, doesn't that bother anyone? Doesn't this, you know, isn't there, doesn't that send up red flags? Shouldn't that send up red flags? I mean, that's just crazy. It shouldn't be. That's number one. And number two, do you think, and this breeds this question, do you think that the numbers with respect to the so-called vaccines, again, they're not vaccines, the jabs, do you think that they're being deliberately inflated to take away from, well, you know, people are not wanting to get this because of the lack of efficacy, number one, and number two, the potential adverse effects. So they're inflating the numbers deliberately in order to get others to jump on board, to skew the statistics by way of polling, if you will. Do you think that's taking place?
Absolutely. I talked about it earlier this week. At least in the UK, it's been very evident where they've said in the United Kingdom, there's only like 5 million people that allegedly have not gotten the shot in the UK. Well, when they looked at the actual numbers, I talked about, I don't have the paper in front of me. When they talked about it, though, the actual numbers of individuals who have not gotten any shot in the UK was pushing upwards, I think, of like 24 million people have actually not got the shot. It's closer to like half the population hasn't been injected. And yet they're telling everybody that like 80 to 90% of the populace has decided to get the shot now. Absolutely. This is an extremely effective propaganda tool you do in order to cause people to follow the herd. You get them to follow the group mentality or group thing. You tell everybody, listen, this is what everybody's doing now. You know, 90% of the people have got the shot. You're the last 10%. Once you get the last shot, once you get it and you're in the 100 percentile now and everybody's 100%, everything goes back to normal, guys. You know, you're the last holdout. You're the one that's causing all this problem for everybody else, which is exactly what they're saying to everybody. The problem with it is, even if every single one of us, all of us agreed to capitulate and be good peasants and get on our knees and take the shot in our arm, and we had 100% injection rate, I guarantee you any amount of money, I would place any wager you wanted to, this will not stop. They will come out now and say, oh, guess what? Man, you know what? There's a new variant now. It's the Sierra Bravo variant. You're the Bravo Sierra variant now. We got a new one that's out now, and we know we have 100% vaccination rate, but it's popped up again. You got to get your 17th booster shot, guys. It is crucial. If you haven't gotten your 17th booster shot, you are not determined to be fully vaccinated anymore. Sorry, it's just you're not. Your vaccine passport has now been canceled. You can't go anywhere again until you get your booster shot. That is what they're going to do. It's very evident. Australia just said that. They said you will be required to get your booster shot every 6 months if you want to operate in society. Every 6 months, you get more freedom back. And if you don't get your shot in 6 months, you do not have your freedom anymore, and you're no longer considered vaccinated. And one thing I have to say, if this actually was even a true vaccine, which it's not, we already know it's RNA gene therapy, but say for a second this actually was a true vaccine. It was actually designed to be a vaccine. Is this not the absolute suckiest, most piece of crap vaccine we've ever seen produced that is so horrible it only gives you 6 months of alleged protection against COVID, and then you have to get a shot up again every 6 months for essentially the foreseeable rest of your life? At a point in time, does anybody ever take a step back and say, all right, maybe I'm just going to do my best to maintain an immune system and live in society, and I don't think I'm going to get a shot every 6 months. This doesn't make sense. I don't want to do this the rest of my life. I'm just going to naturally build my immune system, get fresh air, take the stupid mask off, get sunshine, drink purified water, exercise on a regular basis, and take care of myself. And we'll see what happens with it, considering the fact that 99.997% of people that are healthy and don't have comorbidities recover from this virus. I'm just going to wing it now. I mean, is anybody else thinking that, Doug, when they come up with this crap where you're getting the shot every 6 months? Fauci basically already said the same thing. You know, the CEO of Pfizer's already said the same thing. You're going to need continual booster shots. I'm like, gosh, you guys produced a crappy vaccine that only works every 6 months. What kind of garbage is that, man? You know?
It's exactly. And, I'm looking at the entire landscape here. And by the way, yesterday I did about a half hour on the dangers of having tunnel vision. And I think, you know, when you look at what's taking place in the larger sense and see the world as a crime scene and treat it as a crime scene, which I think it is. So you identify the perpetrators of the crime, people like, in my view, Fauci, Gates. And by the way, you know, people talk about, well, if you don't have a medical degree, you shouldn't be doing your own research and you shouldn't be involved in talking about this. Well, did Gates go to medical school? Is he a virologist or an immunologist? No, he created some crappy, he didn't even create he stole, if you will, the operating system and sold it to IBM, but that's a different story. But the fact of the matter is, you know, when you look at the landscape here, to me, here's what I see taking place in a nutshell. I see the globalists attempting to soften and then take down the resistance using every tool in their toolbox. I see people attempting to destroy nationalism or the populist movement. They're attacking our country, specifically the United States of America, by changing the demographics through this illegal immigration. My goodness, 460,000 came through the southern border last month, 2.2 million since Biden sat in the chair behind the Resolute desk. You've had 175,000 apprehended last month alone, November alone, which means that more than that got away. We're facing attacks on a global level, and I think that, again, we have to avoid tunnel vision. This is more than this viral release because of these germ warfare games that were being played by Fauci, Daszak, and others. So, you know, what's the end game objective here? Is it to change our, like you said earlier, is what's happening, is this a DNA thing to take us away from God, our bodies, contaminate our bodies, to change our DNA? Is it possible, as your dad talked about with scalar waves and such, in prayer, that this will adversely impact our ability to communicate by way of prayer, by disrupting whatever that does within our body, or worse, just contaminating our DNA to make us these monsters? I don't know how to describe it, but there's something that's not right. And if thinking people out there would stop, you know, put down your masks, walk away, no one's going to get hurt. Put down your mask, and just think about this rationally. But we've lost that rational thought process among the, among the vast majority of the population. That's just my view.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I'm working with numerous people I know now in different business sectors in Florida that are trying to get a medical exemption so they don't have to wear masks at some of these stupid businesses. Still, there's still businesses down here in Florida that are requiring their employees to wear masks, which is so far egregious to me. It boggles my mind. And they're simply doing it to make themselves look better to the general populace, when in reality, they make themselves look like a tyrannical company. And so I'm trying to help a lot of people do that as far as medical exemptions with dermatologists and people having these issues where their faces are breaking out now. And so the mask thing is so far beyond asinine, it's out of control now. I mean, if anybody hasn't done their own research, do your own research on these stupid little cloth masks and the little blue masks that say, do not protect you against COVID or any type of viral infection, right on the box, and say, yeah, I'm good. When people ask you to wear a mask, I'm healthy. Just let me be. Leave me alone. But going back to what you said earlier, yes, Ted and I have had numerous discussions on this, and obviously this is a lot of theory of what we're kind of looking at and trying to project on what it seems they're attempting to do based on what they've done in the past, what biblical aspects have talked about in the past with Genesis 6, and what a lot of this gene therapy is doing to people. And I think you kind of nailed it on the head. I think this is going to be a combination between not only kind of removing your connection to God, but also your connection as a human, and kind of bringing in this transhumanism approach. You know, it's interesting when it goes into detail in chapter 13 with Revelations, and it talks about basically the beast will make it so no man, poor, rich or old, anybody will be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. And then it pretty much goes into detail saying if you take the mark of the beast, you're damned. You know, you're going to hell. You pretty much have taken the beast on you now. And you are essentially, I don't know if God's going to have redemption for them. There's a lot of things, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't try to put words in God's mouth. I look at what the Bible says, but it's very clear that you take that mark, it's not pleasing to God. Let's put it that way. You're going to lose some type of humanity when you do that, because essentially you are now accepting the beast to be in you with this mark. And so I think what that's kind of done is it's trying to get people accustomed to giving up their humanity by saying, hey, I don't have a right to tell you what can go in my body anymore. You now can tell me what can be injected into my body. And it's slowly pushing the narrative of where people are willing to accept what's being done to them. And what's interesting enough about this, I looked up the numbers on this, and you can look it up. January 30th, 2020, which is right when basically the COVID was declared to be, you know, an emergency by the WHO, a global emergency. I think it was January 30th when it first basically got its big emergence, all the way until November 26, 2021, when the Omicron variant allegedly was now founded, you know, last month. The time frame between those two dates is 666 days. Now, there's all types of variables you could factor in and say, oh, well, it was really, you know, January 31st. If the WHO said that, depending on the time zone you're in, I'm not going to play semantics with it. What I am saying is there's a lot of numerology that's been going on now. There's a lot of weird things that are happening. I've talked about it in detail, all the way from putting sixes on the doors and on the floors and on the registers, telling people to wash their hands like in the occultic rituals, then to put on a mask on your face everywhere you go, stay 6 feet apart from one another. It is so far occultist, you can't even describe it unless you understand what's happening. And so I've encouraged people, there's way more to this shot than meets the eye. Whether or not it's changing your DNA permanently, whether or not it's truly got graphene oxide in it, whether or not this new nanoparticle one is going to do something even more different and more nefarious, we just have to see and pray that people are smart enough not to get it. But I think all of this is going to be designed to tie us in to the Internet of Things with the 5G system and eventually the 6G system with the augmented virtual reality that you're actually going to be able to see without having your phone out. I talked about this last summer when 6G first actually started to get media coverage in some of the tech companies. And 6G is going to be essentially the next phase of 5G, obviously. 5G was only the stair step to 6G. 5G was simply the step up to where they want to go. 6G will be the platform that will be used for the autonomous vehicles, as they have now said. It will be used for the full Internet of Things connection, and it will be used to be able to tie you in to augmented virtual reality, which I personally think that's what they're bringing Meta up with now, this whole Facebook Meta thing, so people can live in this augmented virtual reality and no longer have a life. They're simply going to live in some type of weird digital virtual reality. And I think all of this is tied in with that, with changing ourselves, changing our DNA, putting these nanoparticles in us, using the 5G system to roll into the 6G, causing people to be less and less human by making them wear masks and social distance and removing the functionality of humanity from society and bringing in this transhumanism mind where people are going to live essentially in a matrix. I think the first Matrix film was very telling. I think it was a sci-fi film, but I think it had a lot of accurate things that the globalist bankers really wanted to do. And it was kind of a foreshadowing of how they perceived the general population. It's simply, you're an energy field. We're going to suck energy out of you. You can live in an augmented virtual reality and be happy and live your little life. And then when we're done with you, we're simply going to discard you. And I think that movie is kind of a metaphor of where they're going to take this, because they blatantly said with 6G that you'll be able to see your phone and view the internet without actually having a screen in front of your face. Now, whether or not that's going to be projected into your brain or into your eye, or there's going to be some type of device that's going to be sitting there, I don't know yet. But I have read that very clearly, and you can do your own research on it with 6G. That is what they're planning on doing. So I think all of this has a circular approach, and it's all tied into one another, and it's all important for them to get everybody to comply with all of it. That's why it is crucial you do your best to do everything you can not to comply with these injections. These injections aren't going to stop. They're designed to do one thing, and I think ruin the immune system, and secondly, further their nefarious plan that they want to do with changing who you are and what you are on the inside. That is why they're trying to roll out the electric vehicles right now. We're not having shortages of parts for diesel trucks right now or other cars anymore. I've talked to so many manufacturers and dealerships that I know. There's a reason why DARPA and basically the Pentagon aren't having chip shortages. There's a reason why Tesla isn't having chip shortages, even though the electric cars use insane more chips than any type of diesel-powered or gas-powered vehicle does. Though what they're doing is they're slowing the velocity of vehicles that are being produced in the car market right now because they want to roll in the EV vehicles by 2025 so they can continue to push their agenda with full monitoring, full watching, full spying, full tracking of everything you do all the time. And the EV vehicles are going to be the new form of transportation in order to get the autonomous driving in place where you will not eventually be able to drive your vehicle. The vehicles will drive you like an iRobot. And the only way to do that is to have 100% EV vehicles on the road tied into a 6G platform that talk to one another. I talked to basically numerous people that are involved in this, and they explained to me in detail that is exactly how it has to work. You can't have 90% of the road autonomous EV Teslas driving around, and I fly by in my Duramax rolling black smoke on them, changing lanes, hacking off the autonomous system and causing a wreck behind me. They don't want me to have that ability. They want people to have no choice on what they do, where they go, and how they do it, and it will all be based on your credit score, how many shots you've had, how a good peasant you are, what you look at online, what you talk about, exactly what they've done in China. That's how this is all rolling in. So you asked me to put it out there. Yes, that's what Ted and I have theorized, and that's what numerous people have confirmed that are in the industries that I've taken numerous snippets from and research from and compiled. That, in my opinion, is the overall goal. So when I say the shot and the mask are the easy thing to push back on right now, I mean that sincerely. This isn't a joke with what's starting to happen over the next 5 to 10 years. And if people keep complying, it will be impossible to resist at that point because there will be nobody left to resist and there will be no way to do it because essentially people will be so sick and so controlled, there will be no option. Right now, it's the easy time. Right now, it's the time that you simply say, no, thank you. Have a nice day. I'm not wearing a mask. You can go kick rocks if you start hacking me off. This is where we're at right now. So, yes, that's exactly what's happening. This is why they're coming up with all these different shots. This is why they're pushing it on a global scale, not just a national scale. And this is why they're adamant to get people to comply against their will and consent to tyranny, Doug.
You know, you said a whole boatload of stuff right there. And I'm telling you, it's all relevant. When you know, I don't know why people, and this is just my own observation. When you've got people like Klaus Schwab saying what they're going to do to all of us, you know what? People should listen. Okay. So it's our intent to, you're going to own nothing and be happy. Well, the be happy part is subjective, but own nothing. Okay. So that's your intent. Austin, I just want to show you something because I think that this is kind of what we're seeing today. Again, in the larger scheme of things, you've got the people, MSNBC contributors, for example, Vin Gupta as one example, saying anyone who's didn't receive the jab should be denied health care, for example, should be not denied. Their lives should be made hell, essentially. Okay. Yes. So that's kind of, so when in the course of human history have we ever seen this sentiment? But when you combine it with the larger objectives that we've been told, okay, now it's starting to make sense. But then you've got the eugenics part of things, because I really believe there's different, whether it's the germ warfare, germ games, germ warfare, bioweapons, or the bioweapons in the form of what people are shooting into others. I think that there's something bigger here. Have you seen this? It's only a minute. I just want to play the first minute of this. Alex Jones talking about the eugenics part of this. And have you seen this WHO thing? Go ahead and play this if you don't mind. Austin, here it is.
Federal statutory law 21 U.S. Code 360 BBB-30 states we have to have informed consent and an opinion and an option to refuse any emergency use device, including a mask. So you're breaking federal law. Did you know that?
Yes.
Probably not, right? So Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right.
Let me give you the really horrible bad news. The Predators have made their move. We're under a 21st century big pharma military attack. And I've got the articles right here where the CIA, the leftist arm of it, has now joined with the puppet administration to say that they're preparing for the mass roundup of the American people. And you'll see some parallels with the whole COVID rollout. That's the cover to normalize people coming to your houses and disappearing you. That's the cover story, because they know Americans will rightfully stand up against that and mobilize. And again, why are they doing all of this? Big new developments coming up. Why are they doing all this? Because they're losing the hearts and minds. Do you understand the Biden-controlled CIA is publicly announcing that we're in a civil war? The CIA says we're in a civil war. They're purging the military, and they're saying they're going to put us in camps.
Okay, I guess that was a wrong clip, but nonetheless, it was relevant here. My apologies. I'm just off today. So the bigger picture here is really taking out people like you and health masters, people like us who speak the truth. I like to think that we provide our investigative and research findings to the listeners and viewers. And for a larger goal. And right now, we're headed down this really bad path. And you were right when you said, if we don't stand up now, it's going to get bloody later. And we don't want that, right? I mean,
it'll become more than bloody. It'll become downright sadistic to the point where, I mean, you think being in a fight and being in a battle is going to be bad. This is going to be far, far worse if we continue to comply with this. What they're going to do to our children, what they're going to do to our family, what they're going to do to our freedoms, what they're going to do to our rights is going to be beyond what any type of battle could ever even, you know, come close to. Because once you start realizing that, you know, fighting for your rights is just something you're required to do as a patriot American, once you realize that those rights have been dissolved and you no longer have any rights to do anything, that's when you start realizing, man, I really screwed up. And that's what so many people, I'm praying, really stand up and get off their knees now and say, you know what? I'm done. That's why I got, like I said, I got friends contacting me now. They're going, dude, I work at a hospital in Lakeland. They're still wanting me to wear a mask. I'm having all this acne. I'm having cystic acne in my face. Okay. I said, we need to get a dermatologist involved. You know, we need to get them to write a letter basically stating that for your medical health, you cannot wear a mask any longer. Then you need to file a formal complaint with HR, basically in the division of your hospital, stating that you have a medical excuse to not wear a mask any longer. And that if you wear a mask, it is violating your medical rights. And basically, there is no efficacy providing the medical mask or doing anything significant for protection. And if they fire you for not being able to wear a mask due to a medical problem, then you basically can pull in the religious exemption as well. And the problem with it is, I've had very few people want to push back. They simply go, dude, just wear the mask. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to do the pushback. And what nobody realizes is the mask were the very first stepping stone to get us involved in the shenanigans now. And now we're in this theater, this moronic theater that nobody wants to stand up of and walk out of the movie. It's like being in a really, really crappy film. And it's like nobody wants to get up and walk out of the movie because nobody wants to be the first person to stand up and be like, dude, this movie sucks. I'm leaving. So everybody sits there and goes, well, I don't want to be the first person to get up. I don't want to be that guy. So everybody just sits there and watches the crappy movie that nobody likes and nobody wants to even be there. So finally, somebody's got to stand up and go, is anybody else agreeing with this movie or is this not the stupidest film you've ever seen? I'm leaving. And then what happens is people ensue after that. And everybody starts standing up and going, dude, he's right. He's right. I'm done. I'm walking out. That's what we have to start encouraging now with this, because you're exactly right. What they're doing right now is the soft attack. They're doing it on social media platforms. They're doing it with the individuals that went to the January 6th basically protest. They're doing it to individuals that basically are coming out with real, true research that they've been involved in, and they're silencing them. And what they're going to do next is exactly what they just put in that Washington Post article, the opinion article, you'll be insurrection in 2024. They're gearing up everybody to think that the unvaccinated are going to start some type of mass civil unrest, insurrection, civil war, when in reality, the only thing we're doing is maintaining our freedoms and don't want to be bothered. It has nothing to do with us wanting an insurrection. I think that's the last thing any patriot wants. The last thing we want to deal with is a civil war. But when you're dealing with a tyrannical group that will not let go of their newfound power, they will do anything they have to, including bold-faced lie, with the full, most aggressive propaganda they have in their toolbox, and they will put it out on national television every single day and night until enough people calm back down. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Germany, Nazi Germany, was the prime example of how effective propaganda could be. Over the loudspeakers, over the radios, constant propaganda, never stopped, never turned off, to the point that they had 11 and 12-year-olds fighting in trench warfare at the end of the fight because they didn't even know. They were just told, you go fight. The last of it. You go stand for Germany. Mother Germany, stand up for it. And you got to realize there's a point in time where you say, no, I'm not complying with this anymore.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Christmas 2021. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Folks, do yourself a favor. Go to healthmasters.com, stock up, and get ready. Get yourself ready. Austin, thank you so very much for being part of this show today. May God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, my friend. You guys have a blessed Christmas as well.
All right, folks, have a great night. Merry Christmas to all.